This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
As the Republican National Convention got underway Monday, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress endorsed Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Biden campaign announced that the former lawmakers joined its new Republicans for Biden program, which launched today. It's part of the campaign's efforts to engage with Republicans who've lost faith in their own party's candidate, the incumbent President Donald Trump. In a statement to Fox News, the Trump campaign dismissed the announcement. The Trump campaign will feature some of its own converts at the Republican National Convention, including New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, who said last year he was switching to the Republican Party. Just minutes after delegates to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, formally awarded him the party's nomination Monday, President Donald Trump took to the stage to make nearly an hour-long speech in an unannounced but highly expected appearance. He told his audience that the Democrats are, in his words, trying to steal the election. He didn't provide evidence for his remarks, speculating on the use of mail-in ballots designed to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Trump said the only way the Democrats can defeat him at the polls in November is through a rigged election. Suppose they don't mail them to Republican neighborhoods, he said. As part of a significantly scaled-back proceeding in response to the coronavirus pandemic, only a small fraction of the total Republican delegates took part in nominating Mr. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence for a second term. In a break from tradition, President Trump is set to speak to the delegates on each of the 4 days of the convention. Usually, a nominee doesn't speak until he formally accepts the nomination on the final day of the event. Mr. Trump is expected to formally accept on Thursday the nomination.